Residents in Portrane in North County Dublin have expressed concern about the speed of coastal erosion there after beachside properties experienced significant damage during the most recent storm. Fingal County Council says it has put emergency interventions in place while it awaits planning permission for longer term measures to prevent erosion. Our reporter Samantha LeBerry has more on this. Samantha, can you tell us something about what's been happening along the coast at Portrane?
Well, Brian, since 2011, the seaside village of Portrane, which is in North County Dublin, close to Donabate, has had ongoing issues with coastal erosion. And the residents there say they've been watching as the large sand dunes that once lined Portrane beach have been gradually disappearing before their eyes. And the creeping tide has begun eroding the land above the strand that's lined with numerous houses. In 2019, one house had to be demolished by the local authority after it collapsed onto the beach. And the most recent development happened just over a week ago when Storm Kathleen passed over the country. The storm dislodged a large piece of decking at the rear of a property that backs onto Portrane Beach. It's now dangling precariously between the sand dunes and the shore, and that large wooden structure, it's quite a sight to behold. Mm-hmm. And it still has a shower and an inflatable hot tub attached to it, and you can see the pictures on the RTÉ News website at the moment.
So that homeowner obviously very concerned, but more broadly, how concerned are locals at this?
Well, yesterday I spoke to two residents who live along the beach. The first is Louise Duffy, and her family have had a house in Portrane for 45 years. She showed me old photos from the view from the house that you can see used to be obscured by high sand dunes. But as we sat in her front garden yesterday, there's no sand dunes anymore. In fact, you can see straight out across the sea to Lambay Island. And while it's a stunning view, and yesterday it had the added beauty of a really vivid rainbow stretching across the bay, as we sat there in the sunshine, Louise told me that living with coastal erosion is far from idyllic.
I can remember as a child there was 30 metres of sand dunes in front of us, and you can see today now there's no sand dunes left at all. They're all gone. We've absolutely no protection from the sea. It's terrifying, to be honest, and a lot of people think it's lovely to live by the sea, but when the sea is getting as close to your home as it is for us, you just wake up at night and you can hear the tide crashing, and you know the coast is being eaten away. And we're not at risk of becoming homeless. We are going to become homeless. It's just a matter of time. I suppose that's the very worrying part that faces us, that we have to look for alternative options for somewhere to live. It's extremely stressful, that hanging over you constantly, the thought that you are going to be made homeless.
So Samantha, what about the question of sea defences? Has there been any help for these residents?
Well, in the past couple of years, Fingal County Council installed these large concrete blocks onto the beach, which are known as CBs, and they're designed to reduce the impact of the tide on the properties behind them. Now, in a statement to RTÉ News yesterday, Fingal County Council says these are an emergency intervention pending the approval of future works to provide more enduring coastal protection at this location. And it says it arranges to occasionally relocate the CBs to optimise their effectiveness, but they say they do this in anticipation of the longer term project, which is progressing through the planning process. Now, if you walk along Portrane Beach, you can see some residents have taken matters into their own hands. One property I saw had numerous sandbags stacked up against the sand dunes. Others had piles of stones lined up between the houses and the shore. But the recent storm has really worried people there. Tom Barton has lived in Portrane for 25 years, and he says he's lost about 20 metres of his back garden over the past 12 to 13 years. He says the past year in particular has been the worst, and he doesn't think that his house will still be standing in a year's time.
Last week's storm has been huge. Like, I'm not losing a half a metre a year, I'm losing metres a year, which is really, really a serious problem, because I've lost basically from where the CBs are all the way to here now. And really aggressively over the last 2 or 3 years, it's really hit us bad. But this year was really bad. I've lost actually 5 or 6 metres maybe in the last storm that just went.
So Samantha, we've heard from Fingal County Council. What about central government? Has it been saying anything about this situation?
Well, the locals say they've been waiting years for a permanent solution, and they're now appealing to the Minister for Housing and Local Government, Dara O'Brien, who's also a TD for the area, to take emergency measures to protect their homes. In a statement, Dara O'Brien says he's aware of the devastating impact coastal erosion is having on communities in North Dublin, and that his department is driving the national response needed to deal with coastal change. Now, in October of last year, the government published a report of the Interdepartmental Group on National Coastal Change Management Strategy. It contains a range of recommendations, and the department says it and Minister O'Brien are playing a key role in coordinating and driving this essential work. It also says the minister is very much aware that a structured, planned and evidence-based approach to dealing with the matter is vitally important. But the residents in Portrane say the sands of time are against them, and they say that any help can't come soon enough.
Samantha Lebrary reporting from North Dublin. After the break, we'll be hearing about the latest from the Stardust inquests.